There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back everybody to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 7th edition. What a Tuesday night of baseball, my goodness. Scooter Jeanette, 4 home runs, just more proof that you can't predict baseball. Robbie Ray spins a gem in the desert. Scherzer, outstanding K totals. You got Archer, who was filthy. Those three guys all over 30 DK points. Norris is a punt worked out. Paulino wasn't bad at all. Anderson was filthy against the Giants. Paxton was okay. Arrieta was decent. Estrada was decent, but nothing special. Crazy games. Mariners' bats went off. I told you don't play DeGrom. There was a slugfest in the desert, Texas, and the Mets. You had, like, obviously, the Reds thanks to Scooter. Colorado, I told you. Carlos Gonzalez, $3,800, ridiculous. Goes deep, gets you 29 DraftKings points. Even Dozier, I told you, ridiculous at 3,500. He went yard. Renfro at 34, I told you, great double-donged. Kendrick, a phenomenal play for Philly. He went yard. There was offense galore on Tuesday. Just crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. And now we get to do all over again on Wednesday. We have a 12-game main slate, 3-game early, starting at about 12. Pacific time, 3 Eastern on the early slate. For your early slate action, you have the Rockies Cleveland at Colorado, Washington at the Dodgers, Toronto at Oakland. Your pitchers, Kershaw 12-8 against the Nats, Strasburg 11-4. First, the Dodgers. You got Liriano at Oakland, Trevor Bauer at Colorado, Jarrell Cotton at home against Toronto, Freeland at home against the Indians. I don't think I'll be playing this slate at all because you want one of Kershaw and Strasburg, and then you got to pick one of the crappy four, and you got to go up against Coors. So Kershaw and Strasburg, it's enough said by itself. We don't have to break that down much. Two phenomenal options facing decent offenses, but not great. I'd probably go Strasburg to save $1,400, but I think a lot of people might leaving Kershaw low owned. Both great options. When you look at the other two matchups, you got Francisco Liriano, who's been dreadful this year. There's no sugarcoating that at all. But he is facing an Oakland team that strikes out 25.9% of the time versus lefties. He's striking out about 22% of the batters he faces. So you got that going for you. About almost 50% ground ball rate. Oakland's team total is 4-2-3. Lefties hitting 312, righties 349 in Oakland, below average WOBA and an average ISO against lefties. Ryan Healy, one of the best hitters in all of baseball this year against lefties. You got him to worry about, K with the Chris Davis, Pender, Alonzo hits him okay, Jed Lowry, Rajay Davis. It's not an easy matchup. You're going to have to pick one of them. Liriano at least has big K upside, but he has big blow-up upside as well. In that same matchup, you got Jarrell Cotton striking out 20.2% of the batters he faces, while the Toronto Blue Jays strike out almost 20% of the time versus righties. You're talking Toronto, team total 427. Lefties hitting 272, righties 322 against against Cotton. Above average WOBA of 318 and above average ISO of 178. Toronto hits righties very well. Cotton is a sneaky play because when he's on, he's good. He's been okay of late, but not great by any means. Gave up 5 runs, but 1 earned in his last start for 14 points. Prior to that, 13.2. Those are his 2 starts and coming off the deal at Cleveland, at New York Yankees. Both not easy matchups by any stretch of the imagination. So if you want to roll the dice with Cotton, I can go for it. He'll be really contrarian. But you can't get too contrarian on a 3-game slate, so it is what it is. Your other matchups, you got Trevor Bauer at Colorado. He's striking out almost 30% of the batters he faces right now, while Colorado strikes out 21.8% of the time versus righties. You know there's going to be a big total there, 5-4-1, lefties 316, righties 321, and the Rockies hit the baseball well, of course. Last 30 days, though, Trevor Bauer 20th on the barrel FIP top 30. Getting barreled about 5.38% of the time in those 30 days. He's striking out 32.31% of the batters he faces. If there's ever a time to roll the dice on a Coors pitcher, it might be on a 3-game slate. I'll be very honest with you. And it could be Trevor Bauer at 6,600. At the same time, you got Freeland, not a huge strikeout guy by any stretch of the imagination. Indians strike out 17.6% versus lefties. Freeland strikes out 14.2% of the batters he faces. He's 12th worst on barrel FIP in the last 30 days. Getting barreled up 4.65% of the time, striking out less than 15, walking almost 14%. That's not a good recipe for success. Lefties hitting 367, righties 310 off Freeland. So there's your information on your pitchers in those matchups. You're going to take Kershaw or Strasburg. That's pretty much a given. If you want to be really weird in a contrarian lineup, you take one from the Oakland-Toronto game and one from the Coors game because no one's going to have that kind of combo, not very many at least. I prefer Bauer over Freeland just for strikeout upside, but it's risky, both risky. And then Cotton, Liriano. Liriano's got the strikeout upside, but Cotton's been a much better pitcher than Liriano. So I'm thinking it'll be popular too. Kershaw, Strasburg, and then Cotton, but that's where I would go. I wouldn't play the 3-game slate really if I was you, but those are your options. When you're looking at the catchers for your bats, you got Yan Gomes against Freeland and Colorado's phenomenal play. Yasmani Grandal versus Strasburg. Tony Walters versus Bauer and Coors is nice. Matt Wieters hits lefties very well, but Kershaw's not your average lefty, so keep that in mind. If Gomes isn't starting, Roberto Perez for 3,100 against Freeland is also a very good play there. Josh Fegley will be 2,700 bucks versus Liriano facing the lefty for Oakland, so he will be in play. But all in all, not ideal. At first base, you're looking at Edwin Encarnacion versus lefty at 4,800. That's always good. You got Santana, 47. Mark Reynolds double-donged on Tuesday. I loved him on Tuesday at that price. He's 46 versus Bauer on Wednesday. Yonder Alonso, 44 versus Liriano. Zimmerman, 43 versus Kirsch. Bellinger, 43. Smoke, 41 versus Cotton. I'd go to Healy at 4K versus Liriano. He's going to be extremely popular, but it's a really good play, especially if you're using Cotton, so you have to go elsewhere. I like Healy a lot at 4K. First base, third base eligible. Kendrys Morales at 3,600, some really nice value. That's a lot of value for some upside on a small slate. Don't sleep on that one. Going on to your second baseman, going to Jason Kipnis at 49, LeMahieu at 46. I like Kip a lot. Jose Ramirez at 46, second base, third base, definitely in play. Jed Lowrie at 3,800 versus Liriano, yes, is definitely in play. You can go to Chad Pinder at 28, second base, shortstop eligible, definitely in play. And, yeah, that's where I go with that. You could roll the dice with Murphy versus Kershaw if you like, but paying $4,400 for a bat versus Kershaw is not the wisest thing on most occasions. Third base, you got Arenado at 53, Jose Ramirez, I mentioned, Josh Donaldson at 45, Rendon versus a lefty at 41, mentioned Healy at 4. All options. I like Healy here as well, but Arenado's a great play. Donaldson's not bad. As you go down the list, at third base, it gets pretty bleak. Trevor Plouffe versus a lefty at 23. If he's in the lineup, you can look that direction. Chris Coughlin's third base outfield eligible. He could be $2,200 bucks, a nice punt play if you're paying up for pitching. another angle you could do, if you can find the cheap enough bats, you can play Kershaw and Strasburg on a 3-game slate. You can do it. It's crazy because you're only guaranteed, not even guaranteed, you only have a chance at one win, but it's an option. Shortstop, Francisco Lindor at 51 is in play. Trevor Story, 46. Trey Turner, 42. If Pat Valaika's in the lineup, $3,800 versus Bauer's, not bad value for Coors. You got Corey Seager's down to 3,300 versus Strasburg is intriguing. Chad Pinder, mentioned him at 28. Ryan Goings at 26 versus Cotton. Adam Rosales hits lefties really well. This is a great slate to use him. He's $2,100 versus Liriano. Very good slate to use him for some salary relief. Head of the outfield, Blackman at 54. Brantley at 5, both in play. Bryce Harper at 45 is scary. Bradley Zimmer at 45 versus Freeland. I like him. Chisenhall at 42 is back. He went yard his first game back. Love that play. K with the Chris Davis at 39 is a good value. Bautista at 37 is in play as well. Cargos, my God, DraftKings. Cargos, $3,600. Play him. Just play him. Please play him. They didn't learn yet. That's outstanding. As you go through, you got Daniel Robertson for Cleveland. He's $3,100 versus Freeland. There's some value there. Rajay Davis hits lefties well. Leads off versus Liriano at $2,900. Good value. Ezekiel Carrera, 29 versus Cotton. Kevin Pillar, 29 versus Cotton. Toronto is priced a little down against Cotton. Mark Connaugh can be some value at $2,700 versus Liriano. Righty versus the lefty in that one. Mentioned Coughlin at 22. That's it. It's ugly. Very ugly. If you're playing the 3-game slate, tread lightly, please. Don't go crazy. Just remember, 3-game slate, the guys that play the mass entry tournaments will have almost every scenario you could possibly have. So be very careful. But let's get to that 12-game slate, which is very, very tasty. Not as good as Tuesday's, but very nice. You got Dallas Keuchel, $12,500. Cy Keuchel is back and well, and he's been filthy, absolutely filthy. The only thing that worries me is his last four starts, six earned runs or less, and he's only pitched 97 pitches four starts ago, but then 70, 86, 89. He still got you 28-plus in three of those four, so he's been outstanding. It's just I'm wondering if they're just saving him or what's going on. A lot, some of those have been blowouts, so there's no point in wasting him. But keep that in mind. He is near the top. He's never mind. He's not on that list. I thought he was. He's striking out 24.4% of the batters he faces. Royals strike out about 18% of the time versus lefties. But as a whole, they hit him very poorly, a 3.96 team total. Lefty's hitting 227, righty's 308 off Keuchel. But the Royals have a wOBA of 279 and an ISO of 127, both below average versus left-handed pitching. Keuchel definitely in play on Wednesday. Next up, Zachary Greinke, 12-4 at home. You know, it's a big hitter's park. We get it. We get it. Chase Field rakes. Greinke's been filthy. A little rocky start at Milwaukee, but then he's been great everywhere else. Even in his bad start against the Mets at home, he still got you 23 points. Been just outstanding. Outstanding pitcher. 12-4. He's number 8 on the last 30 days barrel FIP. Getting barreled 4.58% of the time. Striking out 34.35% of the batters he's facing. That is insane. And he's going up against the San Diego Padres that strike out 25.6% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Greinke is in a phenomenal spot. Team total of 373 for the Padres. Lefty's hitting 301, righty's 303 versus Greinke. But the Padres have a below average wOBA of 294 and an average ISO of 161 versus righties. If Greinke's back and pitching like he did in his last start after that Brewer start, we're in for good stuff from Greinke at 12-4. Very nice spot for him. Now, if you want to go a little GPP-ish, I can get behind this. Yu Darvish, 10-5 at home against the Mets. We know the Mets have some serious thump. We know the weather has been playing great for hitters, so it's extremely, extremely dicey. But it's 3 earned runs or less in 5, 6, 7, 8 straight starts, which is outstanding. Double-digit performances. Strikeouts have been there for the most part this season. When you're looking at Yu, Darvish. You're talking a strikeout guy that's striking out 25.9% of the batters he faces. Mets strike out about 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching. When you look at Texas also, the Mets. Team total of 446. Lefties hitting 277. Righties 288 off Darvish. So if he's not walking guys, which has been a problem, that's been where he's been getting into problems, walks. But they have an average WOBA of 321, above average ISO of 181. So they know they got some thump. If he gives up a homer or two, that's fine. Just keep him solo. He's got to limit the walks. He's walking a... Where is that? He's walking 10% of the batters he faces. So it's a GPP play. It's a roll of the dice. I think he'll be very low owned in this matchup. Now you go from 10-5 all the way down to 7,900 on the slate. And we like this guy, Jimmy Nelson. At home against the San Francisco Giants, who are all over Chase Anderson, he crushed it. Giants kind of, they go off every once in a while, so it would never surprise you. But three of his last four starts, 25 or more DraftKings points. His last two starts, 33.6 and 37. One earned run in his last two starts was 15 innings, 11 Ks and 10 Ks in those respectively. Phenomenal ground ball to fly ball ratio. Pitching very, very, very well right now. When you look at the barrel FIP the last 30 days, he's third best, getting barreled 2.29% of the time, striking out 30.53% of the batters he faces. That is outstanding, and most don't think about that when they think Jimmy Nelson. So he's in a great spot, going up against the Giants, striking out almost 20% of the time versus righties. Team total of 4.31, lefties 3.18, righties 3.52 off Nelson. The Giants below average WOBA of 281 and below average ISO of 128. So Jimmy Nelson, very, very good play at $7,900. Good upside. We'll go to John Lackey at $7,400. Kind of grasping at straws at the GPP. Check the weather at the moment. Chicago. Wind's blowing in at the moment in Chicago, which makes us much more liking this one. You got Lackey, who has been a rocky road this year, but last start out, 7 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, 6 Ks against the Cardinals. A few starts prior to that were not pretty, so hopefully we get the Lackey of the last start, not the prior starts. But before those three rocky starts, he was pitching really well. You just don't know how, chapped-assed he's going to get out there and what Lackey you're going to get. But wind blowing in Chicago, going up against the Miami Marlins. You got Lackey, who... strikes out 23.3% of the batters he faces. Marlins strike out about 20.5% of the time. Miami's, we don't have the team total yet. We don't have the total because of the weather. But lefties hitting 322, righties 281 versus Lackey. No Justin Bour. Righty heavy lineup outside of like Yelich, Dietrich, and company, D. Gordon. Average WOBA, average ISO versus righties for the Marlins. GPP play with John Lackey. Moving on to Lance Lynn, another GPP play. I don't like targeting pitchers in Great American Small Park. Two things to like here. Everyone's going to see what the Reds did on Tuesday against Wainwright. Scooter Jeanette, I will bet all the money right now, every penny I have, will not hit 4 home runs on Wednesday. Probably won't even double dong. He might hit one. It's Great American Small Park. He's not hitting 4. I guarantee that. Lynn's been very good, 2 earned runs or less in 3 of his last 4 starts. In those 3 starts, 15 or more DraftKings points, $6,800. I'll take it. At the Dodgers, team that hits right as well, he 3 starts ago, 8 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, 10 Ks, 33.6. He's been pitching very well this year, consistent 15-plus point type production. When you're looking at Lynn, he strikes out 22.6% he faces. Reds strike out 21.1% of the time. Lefty's hitting 360. Righty's only 202 versus Lynn. That's a little scary because Scooter Jeanette, Billy Hamilton, Joey Votto. Schebler's day-to-day, but he's been out for a while, so keep an eye on that. The Reds can mash. Good WOBA, good ISO against Righty. So it's a GPP play. It's a roll of the dice. It's a punt play. He's $6,800 with tremendous upside. You can go Jason Vargas against Houston if you like, but I just can't get in front of Houston. I don't care. Another GPP risky play, as much as I absolutely love Detroit's bats, and I'll probably have some on Wednesday, you got to give Alex Meyer a look. When he first got called up, we were on him. He pitched great. His problems are walks. He's got 4 straight starts of double digits or more, 12 or more. Three of those four, he had 15 or more. Seven or more Ks in three of his last four starts. Alex Meyer. Alex Meyer was once a big-time prospect with the Twins, and you got to think maybe the kid's slowly figuring it out. At worst, he's 6K. I know it's against the Tigers, and that's very, very scary, but you got to take a gamble once in a while. And if you've listened to my podcast enough, we give gambles, and I'm not. It's obviously not every time, but definitely a very plus rate of these punts paying off. They won't every time, but they do very, very well. They set you up. He strikes out 24.4% he faces. It's another reason why I like this. Even if he gets up three or four runs, the Ks are there. The Tigers strike out 23.1% of the time versus righties. That's something we like to target. Lefties hitting 371, righties 320. Little above average wOBA and above average ISO versus righties. We know the Tigers can mash. That's why he's a GPP play. He's $6,000. That allows you to do a lot of things, even with big-time arms and bats. So Alex Meyer, 6K, definitely worth a dart in this one. So there you have it. Keuchel, 12-5 at Kansas City. Greinke, 12-4 versus San Diego. Darvish, 10-5 versus the Mets. Nelson, 79 versus San Francisco. Lackey, 74 versus Miami. Lynn, 68 at Cincinnati. Meyer, 6K at Detroit. Let's hop in to the bats, and we'll take it to the catcher's position. We got Gary Sanchez, 46 versus Porcello. Posey, 41 versus Nelson, both okay plays. Yadi Molina versus Arroyo, 4K. We love it. Arroyo's fifth worst in barrel FIP the last 30 days, getting barreled over 8% of the time. He's only striking out 11.5, walking 5%. Cardinals definitely in play. They're such an inconsistent offense, which is frustrating as all get up, but Arroyo is bad. He's had a couple of surprising starts, but Cardinals 4-8-4 team total. Lefties hitting 393, righties 392 off Arroyo. That's definitely something worth targeting, folks. Yadier at 4K. Got Evan Gattis versus a lefty. He's always tasty. He's $3,800 versus Vargas. Tyler Flowers, $3,800 versus Eichhoff. Flowers, that price tag's so steep. He's been very productive this year, but just the power's not always there. And at that price tag, you want it. When you're looking at your Braves, bats, 466 total. Lefties, 352. Righties, 281. So definitely going to target the lefties in that Braves lineup against Eichhoff. Alex Avila versus Meyer, 37, first base catcher eligible. If you're not playing Meyer, you got to have some Avila out there. Not saying 100%, but I wouldn't mind 100%. The dude is raking. His hard hit exit velocity is insane right now. Went yard again on Tuesday night. Avila crushing the baseball. He's just great. The Tigers as a whole, but that's why it's a dicey play with Myers, but I like Avila a lot. Yeah, Wilson Contreras, 37 versus Urena. Urena's the second worst barrel FIP in the last 30 days, getting barreled almost 8% of the time, striking out around 14% of his batters he faces. If you didn't need any more reason to play the Cubs, well, you got some. Austin Hedges, no, not going there. Mike Zunino, 3,500 versus Mejia. Mejia, the left-handed pitcher for the Twins. You know, Seattle, the running joke was they can't hit lefties for a while, and I bought into it because the stats said that, but I think it's two or three straight starts now. They've crushed them, and we remember Seattle crushed them in the past, and they have a great lineup to do it. So Seattle definitely will play again. They have a team total of 468. Lefties hitting 548 off Mejia. Righties 356. So yeah, Seattle's in play. So Zunino 35. Realmuto 34 versus Lackey. Realmuto hits righties extremely well. Andrew Knapp. I'd talk about him at the Philadelphia catcher. Very good hitting catcher from the left side. Fulton Nevich pitching for Atlanta. He's pitched better of late, but I can't trust him in that ballpark. If he pitches great, I'll tip my cap. But Knapp for 34 versus Fulte. Lefties hit Fulte extremely, extremely well. So definitely something to keep an eye on with your Phillies bats. We'll talk about them later. But lefties hitting 337 off of Fulte compared to 318 for righties. Jason Castro, 33 versus Gallardo. Like that a ton. When it comes to Gallardo, you got lefties hitting 335, righties 367, Twins in play tomorrow on Wednesday night. Salvador Perez, 3,200 versus Keuchel. Jet Bandy, 3,200 versus Block, both in play. Block and Keuchel, both great at getting soft contact, but something to keep an eye on. Iannetta, 32 versus Perdomo, is an intriguing play. Yeah, Chirinos, if he's catching for Texas at 31 versus Wheeler, is sneaky. Martin Maldonado, 27. Sandy Leon at 27 versus Sabathia is an intriguing play as a sneaky punt. And that should do it at the catcher's position. Let's head over to first base, which is always locked and loaded. Kick it off with Paul Goldschmidt at 55 versus Perdomo. Joey Votto, 49 versus Lynn, both in play. Rizzo, 47. Remember I told you, don't worry about lefty-lefty. Well, he took Locke deep. He can definitely take Urena deep. Eric Thames hits lefties fine. He's first base outfield eligible. Thank you, DraftKings. They gave Eric Thames outfield eligibility. It's finally here, folks. You can play Thames and Aguilar, but Block on the mound, 47. Crush Davis, 4,600, is a great play. Cool's on the mound for Pittsburgh. Lefties destroy Chad Cool. We're talking the Baltimore Orioles, 497 team total. Lefties are hitting 399 off of Cool. Chris Davis. Logan Morrison, 4,500 versus Pelfrey. Yes, is in play. Definitely in play. If you're fading you, Darvish, Lucas Duda's 45. You got Miggy Cabrera at 43 in play. Jay Bruce, 4,300 first base outfield eligible versus Darvish. Brandon Belt, first base outfield eligible, 41 versus Nelson. Matt Carpenter at 41 versus Royals is a very intriguing play. Love me some Danny Valencia, 4K versus Mejia. Price went up from Tuesday. He had a big three-run double in that Seattle victory. So 4K for Valencia. He's on fire right now. Ride the hot streak. Matt Adams, left-handed bat versus Eichhoff, $3,900 in play for sure. You can go to Mitch Moreland versus CeCe at 35. Jose Abreu, Farias pitching for Tampa Bay. I forgot he was pitching, and of course DraftKings doesn't have him listed. I'm recording this on Tuesday night. If he's listed on Wednesday, I'll tweet something out. If the price is reasonable, it should be a punt-type price. Farias is definitely in play. Phenomenal stuff in the minors, one of their top pitching prospects. Great strikeout ability. If DraftKings gets their stuff together, which they tend to not do as often as they should, Faria should be in the system by tomorrow. That'd be a great play. I'll make a note to remind myself of that. We have... you're not going to go with Hosmer. No, I can't do it. CJ Cron, 31 versus Farmer. Jose Azuna versus Miley at $3,100 is interesting, to say the least. Tommy Joseph swinging a good stick, 3,100 versus Fulte. Can't blame you if you go that route. You got Sam Travis should be playing versus the lefty Sabathia. Sam Travis has been playing very well in his time versus lefties, basically platooning it. Last two starts versus lefties, 10 and 24 DraftKings points. Good value at 2,700 versus CeCe. Can't ignore that one. And that'll do it at your first base position. Let's head over to second base, where we have Jose Altuve versus a lefty at 55. Peraza, 48 versus Lynn. Kinsler, 43 versus Meyer. Scopes on fire. Double donged on Tuesday. 4,300 versus Cole. Love it. I love Altuve. Then I go down to Scope. Neil Walker, 4,300 is on fire. Robbie Cano took the lefty deep on Tuesday. 43 versus Mejia. Definitely, definitely in play. Josh Harrison versus a lefty. Miley, 4,200. Harrison, second base. Third base eligible, both in play there. Whit Merrifield, 3,900 versus Keuchel. If you're fading Keuchel, he is in play. D. Gordon, 39 versus Lackey. Wilmer Flores, I told you, he's swinging it good versus lefties and righties right now. He's second base, third base eligible at $3,800. Good play there. Here's one of our Philly lefties, Cesar Hernandez, $3,700 versus Fultonevich. Definitely in play. Like me some Cesar on Wednesday. Dozier, 36. That's way too cheap still. DraftKings is drunk at the wheel. I don't care. That's a right-handed pitcher. Brian Dozier, $3,600. Play him. Paul DeJong, $3,600. And the four-home run king, Scooter Gennett, $3,600. Both in play. If Andrew Romine plays second base outfield eligible, he can be a punt at 34. I don't hate that. Taylor Motter is starting to swing it good since getting the everyday sharpstop job back. Second base shortstop eligible, 34 versus Mejia is definitely in play. Part of a sneaky Seattle bigger stack. Eric Sogard, I doubt he starts against Ty Block, lefty-lefty, but if he does, 3,200. Second base shortstop eligible is worth a look. Got Descalso, I mentioned him before, second base outfield for 3,100 for the D-backs. Yolmer Sanchez, he took Archer deep. He's 2,800. We love him as a cheap second base option. He's in play against Furia. And if Camargo's in the lineup, he wasn't in there on Tuesday. If he's any second base shortstop for Atlanta, good punt play at 2K with decent upside, and he's the base price. Third base, Jake Lamb versus Arrieta in Chase Field. You play him. He's 5,100. Got Crush Bryant at 48 against Urena. Is definitely in play. Machado, 47 versus Cool. Nunez, 47 versus Nelson. Nunez swinging a good stick. Third base outfield eligible. Miggy Sano, $4,700. Yes, please. Joey Gallo versus Wheeler at 4,300. I will definitely take some of that. Texas has a 504 team total on Wednesday. I told you Gallo could take DeGrom way deep, and he did. Mentioned Josh Harrison at 42. Got Jed Jericho versus a righty at $4,200. Loves hitting his righties, folks. Loves hitting them. Hernan Perez hit a bomb off Matt Cain on Tuesday. He's third base outfield eligible at 4,100 versus Block. Definitely worth a play. Nick Castellanos, 3,900 versus Meyer. He's heating up. Nick Castellanos, yes, please. You got Frazier. The Todd father went deep on Tuesday at 39. Moustakas with the walk-off dong. He's 3,800 versus Keuchel. Mentioned Wilmer Flores. Got Alex Bregman that's heating up. He's 3,700 versus Vargas. David Freese versus a lefty is 3,700. Very much in play versus Marley. David Freese went deep on Tuesday. Swinging a pretty decent stick overall. If you want to roll the dice on a dong off a Granky, Ryan Schimpf's 3,700 bucks. He's always capable of that home run. That's about it. Evan Longoria, 36. Kyle Seager, 36. Both in play as cheaper options. As you go down the list, if you want Chase Headley, you can go there, but I wouldn't. He's just been too inconsistent. The price tag's good at 29, but too inconsistent. If you keep going down the list, Daniel Robertson, second base, third base for the Rays at 47, or at 27 as a punt if you need him. Ryan Ruiz, left-handed bat off of Eichhoff. He's 2,700 bucks for Atlanta if he makes the lineup. Luis Valbuena, first base, third base eligible for the Angels against Farmer. Buck Farmer's bad, folks. 2,600 bucks. Decent home run upside punt play there for Luis Valbuena. At the shortstop position, we're talking Carlos Correa, 56, definitely in play. Elvis Andrus, 49, definitely in play. Zach Cozart, 48, is a sneaky good play. Bogarts, 45 versus Sabathia is in play. Jordy Mercer versus Miley. Mercer hits lefties very well. Mercer's 42. Yeah, B. Crott, 4K versus Nelson. I like that. Chris Owings hit an absolute moonshot on Tuesday. He's 3,900 versus Perdomo. Shortstop outfield eligible. Didi Gregorius, 38. Tim Anderson is 37. I go to Gregorius, 28, or 38 on that one. Timmy Beckham, 35 versus Belfry. Anderson Simmons, only 3,400 bucks versus Farmer. That's a sneaky good play. Asdrubal Cabrera, 34 versus Darvish could be. I mentioned moderate 34. I like him quite a bit. Jorge Polanco at 2,900 bucks is a really good play. If he's playing, he got scratched right before lock tonight. Make sure he's in the lineup, but he'd be a solid play if he's in against Gallardo. JT Riddle, our punt at 25, is available against Lackey. And then I mentioned Camargo at 2K against Eichhoff. Going to the outfield, you got George Springer at 57. Definitely in play. Aaron Judge always in play. JD Martinez, 5,200. I shouldn't even have to tell you. Just play JD Martinez if you can. Conforto, 51 versus Darvish is in play. Cruz versus lefty Mejia, definitely in play. He didn't homer on Tuesday, so that means he's due, right? Domingo Santana, 4,800 versus Ty Block is a very intriguing play. Santana, some very good power, especially against the lefty. Matt Kemp at 48. Justin Upton at 47. He's streaking. Go streaking with him. Carlos Beltran, talk about streaking. He's 47. Went deep again on Tuesday. Got Stanton at 47. Brett Gardner at 47 versus Porcello is a very nice play. He's always underowned. Corey Dickerson, 47, yes. Kiermaier, 47, yes. Both of those, outstanding. Mentioned Nunez, mentioned Thames. Ender and Ciarte, left-handed bat versus Eichhoff at 47. Aaron Hicks, just love this guy. Just keeps raking, $4,600. Adam Jones is 45 versus Cool. Trumbo, 45 versus Cool. Yes, yes. Adam Duvall had the day off on Tuesday. He's 45 on Wednesday. Marcelo Zuna, 44. Keep them in mind. Mookie Betts versus Sabathia at 44 is in play. Billy Hamilton versus Lynn at 44. Definitely in play. Jay Bruce mentioned him already. Steven Piscotty, 43 versus Arroyo. He went deep on Tuesday. I told you Piscotty's heating up. So enjoy it while you can. Steven Souza, 42. Nomar Mazara hit a bomb on Tuesday. He's 4,200. Senzu choose 42 as well. If you have to pick one of the two, you pick Mazara for home run upside. Max Kepler, 42 versus Gallardo is a really, really nice play. Like that quite a bit. Mentioned Bill. I've mentioned Hernan Perez. Tommy Pham, 4,100 versus Arroyo. Christian Yelich, 4K. Denard Span, 4K. Yelich and Span are sneaky plays there. Keon Broxton, 39 versus Blocks, the lefty. Definitely in play. Mentioned Chris Owings. Mentioned Matt Adams, who I like a lot at 39. You got Lowe Kane versus the lefty Keuchel at 38. Avisel Garcia went deep on Tuesday. He's 38 on Wednesday. Seth Smith leading off versus Chad Kuhl at $3,700 is a great play. He led off with a homer on Tuesday. Lefties crush Kuhl. Really, really nice play at $3,700 for Smith. Odubel Herrera, 37 versus Folty. He's still hitting the ball like crazy. They raised his price. It's still too cheap. Odubel at 37 versus Folty. Cole Calhoun's on fire. Another nice game on Tuesday. He's 3,600. Look at that. You can go Seth Smith, Herrera, Calhoun, all home run upside, all 3,700 or less. Robbie Grossman, 36. Definitely a sneaky play. Jeanette's right there. Lourie Garcia for the White Sox at 35. Nice under-the-radar play. Jorge Bonifacio, 34, is in play. I like him a lot. If you're fading Keuchel, only that way. Colby Rasmus, 34, versus Pelfrey is a nice play there. As we go down the list. Hunter Renfro, 3,300, double-donged on Tuesday. Granke's a tough matchup, but he's there. Altherr, 33, is in play. Albert Armora Jr. has been playing quite a bit. He's 3,200 for the Cubs if he's playing. Keep that in mind. And that Heredia. I mentioned him on Tuesday. He played very well leading off for Seattle against the lefty. He's $3,100. Should be leading off again against the lefty. Very nice, cheaper play of the Seattle stack leading off in front of all those big bats. So keep him in mind when you're doing that. If Magnarius Sierra plays for St. Louis, he's 3K. Punt play with some upside. Melky Cabrera is only $2,900 against Faria. Get some Milkman as a hell of a punt play. That is a great price. Great, great price. Jake Mariznick, 28 versus Vargas. Mariznick's a switch hitter. If you're fading, Vargas could be a nice value upside play. Michael Saunders, left-handed bats, only $2,800 versus Folty. That is a great punt play with huge, huge home run upside. Tons of downside with Saunders, but great upside there against Folty. And Eric Young Jr., 2K versus Farmer. If he's starting, tons of upside. He's been swinging a really, really, really good bat since coming up from the minors. He's 2K. He's the base price against Buck Farmer of all people. Buck frickin' Farmer. So if he's there, you're definitely taking a gamble on that one. Farmer's just so bad. So, so bad. Let me see if DK did. Nope. Faria is still not in the system, so check that tomorrow if he's there. So there you have it. Keuchel 12-5 at Kansas City. Granke 12-4 versus the Padres. Darvish 10-5 versus the Mets. You got Nelson 79 versus the Giants. Lackey 74 versus Miami. Lynn 68 at Cincinnati. Meyer 6K at Detroit. When you're stacking, you can go Tigers versus Meyer. I don't blame you if you do. He's a punt play. Cubs versus Urena. Lefties 322. Righties 355. You know, you got Rizzo, Bryant, build around that. You go sneaky elsewhere if you want. Anaheim versus Farmer, definitely. See, Farmer's on DraftKings. Make sure it's Farmer. It was supposed to be Fulmer. I think that's why they're priced down so much. But they got Farmer in, so double check that. If it's Farmer, yes, your Angels are definitely in play. If it's Fulmer, watch out. But definitely with Farmer. Rays versus Pelfrey, 370 for lefties, 334 for righties. Kiermaier, C-Dick for sure. You know, Souza and Longo and company. White Sox versus Odorizzi. It's not Odorizzi. He's out injured, so it's Aria. Check Faria. Check that one out. You got, where is it at? Texas versus Wheeler, definitely in play there, 504 team total. Orioles versus Cool, lefties hitting 399. Remember Smith, the great leadoff guy. Crutch Davis, Scopes on fire. He's hitting lefties and righties. I think he really hits righties better than lefties. It feels like Machado, Trumbo, Jones, tons of things to like there. St. Louis versus Arroyo, lefties hitting 393, righties 392 off Arroyo, obviously in play there. D-backs versus Perdomo, lefties hitting 365, righties 341. Mariners versus Mejia, lefties hitting 548, righties 356. Get your left-handed Braves bats versus Eichhoff, left-handed bats from the Reds versus Lynn. Your Astros, lefties hitting 405 off of Vargas, righties 233, reverse splits pitcher. Keep that in mind when you're putting your stacks together. Same with Wade Miley, lefties hitting 284, righties 349 for the Pirates, so that's not a reverse split. But remember, Osuna's interesting. You got Freese, Mercer, can go McCutcheon if you want. It's just been so bad. Cervelli as well. Lots of good options. Twins versus Gallardo, lefties 335, righties 367, Kepler, Grossman, Dozier, Sano, Polanco cheap, Castro catcher, tons of good options. Lots to like. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDNTrick. Check us out, thesportsdgens.com. You got the St. Jude Classic PGA DFS preview by Golf Gods on the site. Good stuff there. Be careful with withdrawals in that one. You got recorded Benched with Bubba episode 40 with the Minnesota Twins beat writer Brandon Warren talking a lot of Twins. Upcoming drafts, great start to the season, potential trades, and then a little extra baseball talk after that. Check that one out. Really good stuff. We got Around the Bases, episode 15, recorded with me and Boston Mo. Tons of good stuff there. Pujols, Kershaw, Volquez talk, all kinds of good stuff. So give it all a look. Give it all a listen. Rate, review. We need the rates and reviews to make this bigger and better. So check it out. But more importantly, good luck on your Wednesday action. And I will catch you guys on Thursday.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.